In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today we celebrate the holy monk martyr Lucian, the presbyter of Antioch. And he was born in Syria, and he was tortured, much like people are being tortured in inhuman ways in Syria today. He's commemorated on October 15th, according to the church calendar. There's a wonderful thing that he did in prison. He was a presbyter, and he'd been in prison a long time, and he died in prison. But before his death, he wanted to partake of the holy mysteries on Theophany. And so he was bound by chains to a box. So he offered up the sacrifice of the Eucharist on his chest. And all the Christians there present communed. Now, most likely, they just found some crust of bread, might have been moldy. And for wine, they probably just found, they either made wine, like they do in prisons to this day, and or maybe they found a little bit of it somewhere. It certainly wasn't done according to the strict canonical rules of serving the liturgy. But he did obey one very important rule. We don't serve the liturgy except when we have the bones, the relics of the martyrs. We have to serve them either with the relics of the martyrs in the altar or on an antimens. And in this day, everybody serves, as far as I know, with an antimens, which is a cloth that has sewn into it relics. Now, the relics can be of other saints, but they absolutely have to have relics of the martyrs, because the church is built upon the martyrs. And Saint Lucian, he was a martyr. Of course, the word martyr means witness, and he was certainly witnessing to his faith by suffering for it for so many years. He was actually tortured on and off for 9 years, and the Christians that were in the jail, and probably people who weren't Christian, he encouraged them and brought them to salvation by his witness. So he was a martyr before he was killed for his faith. And of course, we think of the ultimate sacrifice as a person giving up their life. And he did give up his life also and was killed. So when the liturgy was celebrated, it wasn't on an antimens. It was on the living relics of a martyr. There was another miracle that was associated with him. By the way, the Eucharist is a miracle. It's a great miracle. It's sort of mundane to us, and people come to church and don't partake of it because they don't want to take the effort, or they don't think it's important, or they have no idea what they're doing, or they're coming to church in the middle of liturgy, or whatever. It's really a tragedy that people partake of the Eucharist with so little preparation and with so little zeal. Either in some churches, everybody comes to communion without having even come to church the previous night, probably not having said any prayers of preparation, not having gone to confession in some cases in their lifetime. Or people come to the Eucharist only occasionally because they find it to be too burdensome to do all those things, that they don't understand how important it is. So it is a miracle, a great miracle, that we witness every single time we serve. But another miracle associated with him is that he was thrown into the sea after his martyrdom, and after a month, dolphins brought it to shore. And then, of course, the believers took his body and buried it with reverence. Holy Martyr Saint Lucian, pray unto God for us.